Okay, so we are, this is Kirsty. She's the worship leader at Mintlock Community Church. She's married to Graham Howie. I'm looking for, oh, there he is over there. Where's your hand, Graham? And they have five absolutely beautiful kids and a busy mom for sure. And this is Sarah over here, our very own Sarah. And she is an incredible volunteer at many key things. She volunteers at Billing Station, at Aglow, at Benaya, and things that you don't even know about. And she's here doing this as well. She's married to Scott and Dutry, and she has three. They have three lovely kids together. And for those who don't know, I'm Marie, and I'm married to Andrew Bayless. Raise your hand, Andrew. Farmer, dog breeder, member of, I almost said Spruce Grove Community Church. That's my Canadian church. FCC. And leader of the Bethel Sozo team here, as well as on the worship team. So together, we are, ta-da, Shine. And we're not here to entertain you today. We're here to challenge you. The Lord has given us a message, and we're going to try and deliver it the best way we know how. And I'll be referring to notes. Why, I don't know. I can never read them anyway. But we will start with some prayer. And I really thought about this prayer. And so I had to write it down because I didn't want to leave anything out. So just close your eyes in prayer. Holy Father in the highest heaven, we've come as your vessels today, filled with your Holy Spirit and trusting you, O Lord, to use us to minister words of life, hope, truth, and encouragement to your people. Find us faithful, Lord. We ask that ears will hear and hearts will be open to your truth. We plead the precious blood of Jesus over this place and over every person in this place. We ask that the people's wounds be bound today, that broken hearts are mended, that the people's bodies are healed, and that all demonic spirits will be cast out and replaced with the peace of your Holy Spirit, that there will be no more fence-sitters as you cast out all fear and doubt, and people will be saved this very hour. We ask these things today in the all-powerful name of Jesus, that no one is left out and that every single soul in this place will receive a blessing today that they can share with the world, that you, O Lord and Creator of the universe, will be glorified. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so the three of us have traveled very different roads. You're not going to hear too much of our testimonies today, but we've all arrived at the same place, and we sit at the foot of the cross under Jesus' care, because he's our rescuer.
Good news for the captives, good news for the shamed. There is good news for the one who walked away. There is good news for the doubter, the one religion failed. For the good Lord has come to seek and save. He's our rescuer. We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound. Oh, how grace abounds. We will praise the Lord, our rescuer. He is beauty for the blind man and riches for the poor. Friendship for the one the world ignores. He is pasture for the weary and rest for those who strive. Oh, the good Lord is the way, the truth, the life. He's our rescuer. He's our rescuer. We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound. Oh, how grace abounds. We will praise the Lord, our rescuer.
He's our rescuer.
He's our rescuer. We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound. Oh, how grace abounds. We will praise the Lord, our rescuer.
So come and be chainless.
Come and be fearless.
Come at the
foot of Calvary.
There is
redemption for every affliction here at the foot of Calvary.
So
come and be chainless, come and be fearless here at the foot of Calvary. For every affliction here at the foot of Calvary.
He's our rescuer.
He's our rescuer. He's our rescuer. We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound. Oh, how grace abounds.
He's our rescuer.
He's our rescuer. He's our rescuer. We are free from sin forevermore. Oh, how sweet the sound. Oh, how grace abounds. We will praise the Lord, our rescuer.
Okay, most of us are here today because we sit at the foot of the cross and we believe in Jesus Christ. I don't know if there's anybody out here who is a non-believer. If you are, I'm here to challenge you today. We have a question, and the question that we're going to present to you today is, can one person change things, change the world, change? Can you change things? Can one person change, make a difference in the world? We know that you're here and we're here because one person did, and that's the person of Jesus Christ. It always amazes me that our calendar testifies to his life because we mark years by when he was born. He was actually born a few years before our calendar began, but it's because, you know, they weren't 100% sure then. And so this is the year of our Lord, AC, after Christ, 2018. Isn't that amazing? Like, even time is marked by one man who made a difference. That is something good. Anyway, in the Bible, we know that he will sustain us. He knows everything we're going through. He'll never leave us. And he wants to train us up to be mature Christians that are effective and useful in all good works. And he has a plan for us, which is for good and not evil. Now, we all probably know most of those scriptures. So, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God. And later on in John 1:14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten Father, full of grace. There are some people here who are sitting on the fence. You're a bit of a prodigal. You've been a believer, but you haven't really come back and made that commitment. There's, like I say, there could be one person or maybe even two here who actually don't know the Lord, that you're just kind of testing the waters. There could be doubters. There could be people who have gone back into real sinful lifestyle and nobody knows it. We're all different that way. Well, this is our challenge. We're here. I'm here in desperation to tell you that the Lord's about to return. And he says in his holy word that he's going to come as a thief in the night. He says things are going to carry on just as they always have. You're going to be marrying and eating and doing all your daily stuff, and then bingo, just like that, like a thief in the night, he's going to come. And we, those who are watching for his return, will see him. He'll be in the clouds. The dead in Christ will rise first, and those who remain will rise to meet him in the air. Now, if you miss that moment, I mean, who would take that chance? Like, if you miss that moment, you're going to have to go through an awful lot. I mean, you can still make it, but it's going to be really hard. The whole book of Revelation reveals what you'd have to go through. Why would you take that chance? Just why? So anyway, with that in mind, we're going to just praise and worship that there has been a way made for us, and it was made through Jesus Christ. I'm not very good at reading notes and talking. I have to do one or the other. So Matthew 24:42, watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. Matthew 24:44, therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. This one man, Jesus, made a difference. He made a way for us to avoid judgment, which we all deserve. He took our punishment and literally gave you the free gift of eternal life. So if you need to accept him as your Savior, do it today. At the end of this service, run to the front. Don't walk, run. We're going to be here and we'll pray with you. If you need to repent of your sins and come back to the Lord, run to the front. We will be here for you. We're going to praise our incredible Lord and Father. I spent a lot of time making really fancy, pretty PowerPoint words so that you can sing if you decide you want to follow along with us.
I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from every fear. Those who look on him are radiant. They'll never be ashamed. They'll never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard me and saved me from my enemies. The Son of God surrounds his saints. He will deliver them. He will deliver them. Magnify the Lord with me. Come exalt his name together. Glorify the Lord with me. Come exalt his name for give you everything. He'll give you everything. Magnify the Lord with me.
Magnify his name.
Come exalt his name. Together glorify the Lord
with me.
Come exalt his name forever. Let us bless the Lord every day and night, never ending praise. May our incense rise. Let us bless the Lord every day and night, never ending praise. May our incense rise. Let us bless the Lord every day and night, never ending praise. May our incense rise. Magnify the Lord with me. Come exalt his name together. Glorify the Lord with me. Come exalt his name forever. Magnify the Lord with me. Come exalt his name forever. Glorify the Lord with me. Come exalt his name forever. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from every fear. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from
But that was Jesus. Can just an ordinary person make a difference? Well, let's have a look in the Bible and have a peek and see. And we can see all kinds of people in there full of frailties and flaws that made a difference, some in a good way and some in a bad way. I'm thinking of the ones in the bad way, and I can think right the first people in the Bible, Adam and Eve, kind of made a difference. Oh yeah, Pharaoh made a difference. These are the baddies, eh? Delilah, do you think she made a difference? Saul. Haman. Jezebel. King Herod. And Judas. And the goodies, like we know Noah made a difference. Abraham, Joseph, Samson, Ruth, David, Solomon, Esther, and of course Jesus. Okay, so that was in the olden days. So what about in modern times? Can one person make a difference? So I looked on the internet to see who who were the baddies, and I knew all their names, and that kind of made me sad. Baddies were like Hitler, Mengele, Stalin, Osama bin Laden, Mao Zedong, Pol Pot. There's lots of them. But interestingly enough, in my study in the Bible and my study on the internet of modern times, the good guys actually outweigh the bad. It's just the good guys have been very, very effective. Okay, the good people in modern times, how about Florence Nightingale, Helen Keller, Mother Teresa, Anne Frank, Diana, Princess of Wales, Malala, that young girl who got shot in the head trying to get an education, Oscar Schindler's my favorite, saved 1,200 Jews. Nicholas Winton, who just recently came to light, saving 669 children by shipping them out of Germany into the UK. Wow. So, yeah, we know that in modern times, people can make a difference. So, we're going to hear from Kirsty right now, and Kirsty's going to tell us how someone made a difference in her life.
So one person made a difference in my life. And that person, Jesus revealed himself to her. And she revealed Jesus to me. And that person was my sister. She made a massive difference in my life. Just like Andrew of the Bible, when Jesus revealed himself to Andrew and he was the first one to recognize Jesus as the Messiah, he went running to his brother, Peter, and says, "Here's the Messiah." Well, my sister revealed Jesus to me 8-9 years ago, and I am so thankful for that. So one person Jesus was revealed to me through one person, and now Jesus is working throughout my whole family. And throughout my whole family, a few years later, I started playing the guitar again. I picked it up again. I learned to play the guitar to please my earthly father. Now I play the guitar to please my heavenly father. Because it's not good to put your trust in people. I just want to read a few scriptures that I've put together. And it says, in Psalm 33:16-20, "No king is saved by the size of his army." So this is us, yeah? Just imagine this is us as a person. "No warrior escapes by his great strength. A horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, on those whose hope is in his unfailing love to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and he is our shield." So we don't put our trust in people. We don't put our trust in men, we put our trust in the Lord. And that's what we're singing about today. We're singing about the Lord revealing himself to us and us revealing that to others. And what a difference. And from that one person that revealed Jesus to me, my sister, and she's sitting over there, she's going to be so embarrassed. She revealed Jesus to me. I can now reveal Jesus to others, and I pray and I hope that he will be revealed and his light will shine through me and through us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Kirsty. Isn't that a great story? I'm really thankful for that girl over there, because this is like a pretty good friend of mine right now. That wouldn't have been if somebody hadn't spoken to her. We're being molded and we're being pressed into people who speak changes into other people's lives. We've got the power and the authority to breathe life into other people. So our next song is dedicated to Ashley Ritchie, because she asked us if we would do it, and we said we would. And please join in and do this song if you feel like it, you know, like, don't hold back.
In the crushing, in the pressing, you are making new wine. In the soil now surrender, you are breaking new ground. So I yield to you and to your care. When I trust you, I don't need to understand. So make me your vessel, make me an offering, make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with nothing, but all you have given me, Jesus, bring new wine out of me.
In the crushing,
in the crushing, in the pressing, you are making new wine. In the soil now surrender, you are breaking new ground. So I yield to you and to your careful hands. When I trust you, I don't need to understand. So make me a vessel, make me an offering, make me whatever you want me to be. I came here with nothing, but all you have given me, Jesus, bring new wine out of me.
So make
me a vessel, make me an offering, make me whatever you want me to. I came here with nothing, but all you have given me, Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Oh, Jesus, bring new wine out of me. Jesus, bring new wine. you want me to be. I came here with nothing, but all you have given me. Jesus, bring new wine out of me.
Are you ready, Sarah? How one person made a difference in Sarah's life.
Yeah. Folk are probably thinking, wow, Sarah can speak. I just sit there week after week. Yeah, there is one person who is actually, she's not here, but I think everyone will know who this person is because we're attached to the hip all the time. But, and there's a reason for that, and it's Pat Christofferson. Now everyone knows Pat, and that's a positive because she's such a gentle encourager. She's a positive example to everyone. And I don't think she realizes that she's doing it half the time. It's just, it's in her. And that's Jesus, you know, it's just she's just shining. So yeah, she has been an absolute spiritual mother to me, and it's a shame that she's actually, maybe not a bad thing that she's not here because she'll probably scalp me afterwards. But she's absolutely amazing. And I have, you know, I've been here like 3-4 years now, and I've known Pat as long as well. And I find that the qualities and the example that she's kind of set for me, it's kind of pressing forward with my family. It's like we were rehearsing with Kirsty yesterday, and I'd taken Ethan along, and we were just, you know, just plowing through, and it was a bit of a battle. And Ethan, my eldest, he's only 6. And it just shows the example that I am now setting for him, because he kind of kept on popping his head in every minute. He's like, sounding really good. It's really good. It's really nice. You know that way when you're just kind of, you're struggling, and it just takes that one thing from one person to kind of think, to make you think, you know what, I'm going to do this. I've got it. Let's press forward with it. So that's the example that's kind of, it's gone from one person to me, and then I can put that forward to someone else as well. I just wanted to say as well, like, these ladies, I didn't know them very well up until about 1.5 years ago. And if it hadn't have been for Marie stepping out, saying to Kirsty, who then said to me, oh, we sing, do you want to come along for a little listen? You know, I wouldn't be standing here today and being able to do this. And I never thought I would be able to do it again. So it just shows the example. Again, I'll just reinforce the example that one person can set for someone else. Whether you think it's a massive thing, whether you think it's a little thing, it really does make a difference. So, and it's not always comfortable. Step out and get on with it and just do it because it's the best thing. So there we go. Yep.
Thank you, Sarah. I have to say, sometimes too, you can be jealous because some people will plant. And you might be the one who gets to sow. I mean, some people will sow, and you might be the one who reap the harvest. I just happened to ask Kirsty, well, how come you aren't saved? And she was convicted and got saved. And I thought, wow, I didn't do anything. But so many people had planted seeds in her. And you don't know if you're going to be that one person that's the tipping point. And I mean, you're going to be an eternity. I always say to my friends that once you're saved, you're stuck with me for eternity. It's a bit of a joke. Anyway. So anyway, you can make a difference. We've kind of come to that conclusion. So we're here to challenge you today to actually do something. Like, I have seen people over and over hear the best preachers, hear the best sermons, hear the best songs, hear the best everything, and still sit in their chairs week after week after week. I'm challenging you now. If there's something you need to clean up in your life, you need to do it now. There's no more time. The Lord could come this very hour, and we don't want you left behind. Because I'm not being left behind. I'm watching every day the clouds. I'm watching for the Lord's return. You should be watching too. Okay, so we've got one more song. Well, actually, we might have two, if you don't mind. And this song, I'd like to dedicate it to... Anyway, somebody who put it, Mary Ritchie? Who put it on the prayer line? Who put this?
Martha.
Who put it on the prayer line this week? Mary? This is for Mary. We spent a lot of time this week. These girls, I'm so proud of them. They worked so hard to learn this song. And it's just for you guys on the prayer line. Well, it's for everybody, but yeah, I hope you'll be blessed by it. We were blessed learning it.
There is a name who reigns without contention, whose power can't be questioned or contained. With humble faith, he rules the earth and heavens. His glory knows no measure or refrain. And it's bursting past the borderlines of space. Jesus, enthroned upon the praises of our hearts. Jesus, you're the King and you're the center of it all. There is a name reaching past the margins, calling sons and daughters back to him. And as he saves, we can hear the roar of heaven as prodigals are coming home again.
Oh, the triumph.
Oh, the triumph of his name will never end. Jesus, enthroned upon the praises of our hearts. Jesus, you're the King and you're the center of it all.
Jesus.
King and you're the center of it all. For every eye will see and every heart will know there is no name above the name of Jesus. Death could not hold him down, no grave could keep him bound. All sin and sickness bound to the name of Jesus. For every eye will see and every heart will contention. whose power can't be questioned or contained. With humble fame, he rules the earth and heavens. His glory knows no measure or refrain. And it's bursting past the borderlines of space.
Mark 12:30-31, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your mind and with all your strength. The second greatest commandment is love your neighbor as yourself. There's no command greater than these. So the question was, can one person make a difference? And the answer is an astounding yes. You, each one of you can make a difference, especially if you're motivated by the love, your love for Jesus Christ, because he already loves you. I don't know if any of you remember when you first fell in love with somebody. You couldn't do enough for those people. Remember your first love in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Go back to that feeling of, I can't do enough for the Lord. You're not doing it to do good works out of, you know what I'm trying to say. It's because you love the Lord that you do his will. Anyway, we're going to go back to more our style of song, and we're going to bless you with an amazing truth. And you can join in on this one if you like as well. Only we didn't put the words up. You'll already know them. So if we've challenged you today in any way to get off the fence and accept Jesus as your Lord, repent, do anything you need to do, come and see us, and we'll gladly pray with you.
Been there.
was lost, but now I'm found.
Hallelujah.
Was blind, but now I see. I got a peaceful, easy feeling. I know you won't let me down, 'cause I'm already standing on solid ground.
Oh, I'm standing on solid ground. I hope you are too. So, the last slide said, follow us on Facebook. We're out and about in the community. Have to put in a little plug. But we're trying to bring a message to the community. And so we are in different places. In the summer, we've been down at New Aberdour Beach. And a favorite of ours is the Old Auction Mart in Stricken, a beautiful cafe if you want to go in there. But if you follow us on Facebook, you can always come and support us as we try and bring a gospel message to an unsaved world. Thank you.